before you today represents what we feel is a fair conclusion to this dispute. It hasn't made every member of my association happy, some of whom felt that more could be gained through litigation. However, every member of our association sees this as a simply good business decision to end the dispute earlier as opposed to later. I very much appreciate Anna Canwit and her boss, the director of BHR, Yvonne Deckard, for always being willing to listen on this and many other issues. I also appreciate you for being willing to end this divisive dispute. And most importantly, I appreciate all the members of the Commanding Officers Association who work individually, literally hundreds of extra hours each year, are almost constantly on call, and who tirelessly work to make Portland an even better, safer place to live, work, and play. Thank you very much.
Questions from the commissioners? Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's an emergency ordinance. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank you and your members and everyone at the Portland Police Bureau for working day in and day out to help keep Portland safe. I'm glad that we were able to conclude this in as positive a win-win as possible. I want to thank you for your efforts on that score and also for the Bureau's efforts as well. Happy holidays. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I'm going to ask my team to get a copy of Dave Benson's remarks here because I think you've given us a good framework for evaluating future resolutions of labor disputes. And as a recovering lawyer and as someone who used to practice in the labor vineyards, a couple of the points that you made are very important and that people understand the importance to our process. The one is that we would like to settle our disputes with our labor partners across at the table and not have them mandated by a court or an arbitrator, whenever possible. And yes, I completely concur with that sentiment, and I congratulate both of you for working through the differences and getting to this point. The second is that a good settlement is often one that everybody has a certain distaste for, or that there are people that are critical of certain parts of it. I would be worried about any settlement where you came in and said there was enthusiasm and partying going on within your ranks. At the same time, a good settlement means both sides have given a little bit to get the deal, and you can only do that with trust and with effort. So again, I congratulate both of you. And you also touched on some other core values that I think we all share about how we treat our labor partners and get things done. I think this is a fair deal, and it is a good deal for our taxpayers. And I, again, want to thank the parties for continuing to work at this till we got it done. Aye.
Leonard?
I, too, really appreciated what you said, Dave, and I know those words to be very true. They're also indicators for me of the hallmarks of a leader. It is amazing to me how many times, either on this side of the table or that side of the table, I would observe somebody in a position such as yours who really never understood when it was that they won and sometimes fought for the sake of the fight. And to me, a hallmark of a good leader is being able to identify in the middle of a fray when you've won and to move on. And you've clearly done that. I'm too pleased to support the settlement. You know, I've always obviously had a lot of respect for you and your colleagues, but it has grown in the last year from my own personal experiences at the Police Bureau. And I appreciate all that your members do, and I'm very pleased to be able to support this. Aye.
Thank you.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm very pleased to support this. I want to thank Dave, representing the Commanding Officers Association, Bureau of Human Resources, Anna, the Mayor's Office for Mayor for bringing this forward. I think it's a fair settlement. I think it's it gets an issue behind us and allows us to continue to go on to do the hard work that you do, the commanding officers do every day to serve the citizens of Portland well. So it's I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Potter.
I concur that this is a necessary settlement. I think that both sides were far apart on the issues, but that this compromise, I think, is equitable to both parties in terms of the final settlement. So I vote aye.
Thank you.
Please read item 1670.
Assess benefited properties for street improvements in the Northeast Winchell Street Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Adams.
Andrew, tell us,
morning.
Tell us why we should do this.
Good morning, Mayor Potter and Commissioners. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. The deadline for objections to final assessment for the Northeast Winchell Street LID was last Wednesday. We did not receive any objections to final assessment. I did not see any property owners here to testify, but I've been joined by Matt Hangen from the Portland Police Bureau. I did want to note that at LID formation, I was directed by council to minimize project cost. And the estimated assessment rate at LID formation was $667 per abutting linear foot. The final rate per abutting linear foot is $464 a foot, which is approximately a 31% reduction that's being passed on to the property owners. So with that, I'll turn it over to Matt.
Good morning, Mayor, Council, Matt Ingen, Police Bureau. Not my typical issue that I usually appear before you with. This was a project I had an opportunity to work with Andrew and PDOT on when I was in Northeast Precinct about a year and a half ago. And we brought to you a situation that was both transportation related through the street and crime and disorder related based on the unimproved area behind an adult business that had substantial issues surrounding crime and disorder and public safety. And I'm here to thank you for your efforts and to publicly thank Andrew and his great efforts through PDOT to have this project brought to completion. There has gone from a situation where I'd respond with numerous officers in the middle of the night to large crowds and disturbances and disorder to now a bar that has improved its relationship with the police bureau, a street that is paved, safe, well-delineated, and provides a permanent crime prevention through environmental design solution that now will, I think, greatly enhance the safety of that little corner of Northeast Portland. A responding officer knows where the street is. It's paved. It's beautiful. There's a sidewalk. We know where private property is, and it creates an atmosphere that dissuades disorder. So I'm here to thank you for your efforts in creation of this LID and Andrew and his team at PDOT, Commissioner Adams, very excellent to work with. I've not always had the pleasure to have complete partnership with all of our other bureaus, but on this occasion it was a model of how different, seemingly non-connected agencies can work together very well.
But I'd return the compliment right back at you. I mean, I've seen you at more neighborhood meetings than I've seen any other single officer of the Portland Police Bureau, and I know that the citizens really, really appreciate it. So thanks for your grassroots approach to your work.
Thank you.
Other questions?
I just want to say that the reason Andrew's been a little blue since last Friday and why I've lost a little sprite in my step is that we're both big fans of a certain soccer team in this city that lost at Stanford Friday night, but nothing.
I'm still in mourning on that one, Commissioner
Fish. They made it. The Lady Pilots did make it to the quarterfinals with the five starters not suiting up. So we should congratulate them for their effort in a great season.
Is there a sign-up sheet for this?
I did have one, and no one signed up.
Okay. It looked like there's no one here to testify, so I don't have to ask the obvious question. This is a non-emergency, moves to a second reading.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Item 1671, please read.
Rename the Portland Office of Transportation to the Bureau of Transportation.
It's a second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1672.
Certify abstract of votes cast and proclaim candidates elected and measures approved at the municipal nonpartisan general election held in the city of Portland, November 4th, 2008.
Auditor Blackmer.
Mayor, Commissioners, Auditor Blackmer. Before you is a decision whether you want to certify the votes that were cast on the November 4, 2008 election and proclaim the candidates elected and the measures approved. I would encourage that so that you can have a quorum in January.
Mr. Auditor, if we refuse to certify these results, what is the legal consequence?
You and Commissioner Saltzman would be the city council. I believe I would have to start voting, which I don't want to do, and we'd have to have special elections, I think.
Really?
But there may be some legal recourse for the candidates who are not reappointed.
I'm not sure you should. I'm not sure we've.
I'm intrigued.
I'm not sure this is cooked, truthfully cooked. Can we set this over, Mayor? I think we need to do have some more collegial conversations about
interesting.
This.
Interesting, yeah. That's
Gary, since you're here, can I ask you a question about a related matter?
I'll try and answer it.
We get emails from your office on the campaign commission and what they're doing. And I saw recently that you anticipate between one and three vacancies coming up. I think one immediate and then perhaps as many as two or three next year. And I don't know whether that's because there's term limits or whether just people are cycling off voluntarily.
They're appointed for a time period. We've had one person who basically dropped off the commission, and we go through it's biennial recruitment process, and we have a group of evaluators that basically look at the written applications and interview the candidates. And historically, that's been a few representatives from a few members of council, as well as some committee members, some citizen members.
So just so that I'm clear, what's the process that you intend to follow to fill those vacancies going forward?
That's what we would do. We would do a wide recruitment and ask people to put together essentially a resume or application. But it's a clear understanding of what their responsibilities would be, which would be to stay out of any perceptions of a conflict of interest and involvement in campaigns and so forth, so that we are then interviewing them with a group of, I think we had four or five of evaluators, essentially. Several were people that we got from council offices, as well as a couple that were citizen campaign commission members.
So you're going to put together a committee that's going to then be screening people and and then when is the earliest time that might come to council, at least to fill the one vacancy that's open?
I'd have to look at the schedule. We had talked about, the commission had talked about trying to get someone on quickly because they're trying to put together a report on this last election. But I think they reflected and realized it would be difficult to get someone up to speed on the last election as well as contributing to the report. So they moved that down as a priority. But probably in the springtime, I would imagine we'll do that. The other six members have been picking up the slack that they had to make up for the seventh that can't attend.
Thank you.
Other questions? Need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1673.
Authorized settlement agreement and acceptance of deeds to property located at 7115 North Lombard Street, currently owned by Donald R. Campbell and Alice M. Campbell.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Recessed until 2 p.m. Thursday afternoon.